Andre DeGoma are speaking on the power of the people. We the people have to realize that we have power in numbers, whereas we prisoners of all racial makeups demonstrated in our peaceful protest to end solitary confinement in California as we knew it. Yes, our prison human rights movement was slash is about demanding that we humans who happen to be prisoners be treated humanely by those who will power over us, which can easily be carried out in many other struggles and causes today. Whereas the power that be has overstepped its boundaries in relation to how they treat human beings, especially where they deny common poor people the right to affordable housing, sustainable wages that the people can live off of, or subjecting the people to police brutality, mass incarceration, inadequate educational institutions, genetically modified organisms, food, environmental genocide, etc., that can all be successively challenged by the people and for the people by using the power of the people to peacefully protest anywhere there exists attacks on our humanity. There should be an economic consequence for any and all who transgress against humanity. We have to understand that we live in a world that is driven by greed, whether it's on a microcosm or a macrocosm level. It's the same contradictions, problems that threatens the earth and our humanity throughout the world. The only real action that will end such a power structure is the power of the people. I salute the oppressed and all who are living in love and in strength. One love, one struggle equals one result. Mutope Dagoon.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.